Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 140. 10 Habits to Develop for Financial Stability and Success by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Finance Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in personal finance 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dan Warren.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Optimal Finance Daily, where I read to you from some of the best personal finance blogs anywhere. And today's post is from Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net. And we've actually got some great spreadsheets that go really well with this particular post. You've probably heard me talk about these spreadsheets before, but it's worth mentioning again because they are that good. We have one spreadsheet that helps you see your net worth and how much you're earning and spending broken down into categories, plus a very simple to use retirement calculator and more. And all of it is free just for being part of our little podcast family at oldpodcast.com. Now, you can enter your email address there at the website, and not only do you get all these tools from us, but you'll also be entered to win books each and every month. Again, all of this totally free, so come visit oldpodcast.com, or you can join really quickly by just texting the word financial to the number 44222. That's financial to 44222. But for now, let's hear Leo's tips as we optimize your life. 10 Habits to Develop for Financial Stability and Success by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net. Just like any goal, getting your finances stable and becoming financially successful requires the development of good financial habits. I've been researching this topic extensively in the last few years in my quest to eliminate debt, increase my savings, and increase financial security for my family. I'll talk more about these habits individually, but I wanted to list them in a summary. I know, but I'm a compulsive list maker. Here they are in no particular order. 1. Make savings automagical. This should be your top priority, especially if you don't have a solid emergency fund yet. Make it the first bill you pay each payday by having a set amount automatically transferred from your checking account to your savings. Try an online savings account. Don't even think about this transaction, just make sure it happens each and every payday. 2. Control your impulse spending. The biggest problem for many of us. Impulse spending on eating out and shopping and online purchases is a big drain on our finances, the biggest budget breaker for many, and a sure way to be in dire financial straits. See Monitor Your Impulse Spending for more tips. 3. Evaluate your expenses and live frugally. If you've never tracked your expenses, try the 1 month challenge. Then evaluate how you're spending your money and see what you can cut out or reduce. Decide if each expense is absolutely necessary, then eliminate the unnecessary. See How I Save Money for more. Also, read 30 Ways to Save a Dollar a Day. 4. Invest in your future. If you're young, you probably don't think about retirement much, but it's important. Even if you think you can always plan for retirement later, do it now. The growth of your investments over time will be amazing if you start in your 20s. Start by increasing your 401k to the maximum of your company's match, if that's available to you. After that, the best bet is probably a Roth IRA. Do a little research, but whatever you do, start now. 5. Keep your family secure. The first step is to save for an emergency fund so that if anything happens, you've got the money. If you have a spouse and or dependents, you should definitely get life insurance and make a will as soon as possible. Also, research other insurance, such as homeowners or renters insurance. 6. Eliminate and avoid debt. If you've got credit cards, personal loans, or other such debt, you need to start a debt elimination plan. List out your debts and arrange them in order from smallest balance at the top to largest at the bottom. Then, focus on the debt at the top, putting as much as you can into it, even if it's just $40 or $50 extra. More, of course, would be better. When that amount is paid off, celebrate. Then take the total amount you were paying, say $70 minimum payment plus the $50 extra for a total of $120, and add that to the minimum payment of the next largest debt. Continue this process with your extra amount snowballing as you go until you pay off all your debts. This could take several years, but it's a very rewarding process and very necessary. 7. Use the envelope system. This is a simple system to keep track of how much money you have for spending. Let's say you set aside 3 amounts in your budget each payday, one for gas, one for groceries, one for eating out. Withdraw those amounts on payday and put them in 3 separate envelopes. That way, you can easily track how much you have left for each of these expenses. And when you run out of money, you know it immediately. You don't overspend in those categories. If you regularly run out too fast, you may need to rethink your budget. 8. Pay bills immediately or automagically. One good habit is to pay bills as soon as they come in. Also, as much as possible, try to get your bills to be paid through automatic deduction. For those that can't, use your bank's online check system to make regular automatic payments. This way, all of your regular expenses in your budget are taken care of. 9. Read about personal finances. The more you educate yourself, the better your finances will be. And 10. Look to grow your net worth. Do whatever you can to improve your net worth, either by reducing your debt, increasing your savings, or increasing your income, or all of the above. Look for new ways to make money or to get paid more for what you do. Over the course of months, if you calculate your net worth each month, you'll see it grow. And that feels great. You just listened to the post titled 10 Habits to Develop for Financial Stability and Success by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net.
If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Now, the post mentioned tracking your expenses as a 30-day challenge, which is something we recommend frequently here on the show. And if you come by oldpodcast.com, you can grab some free spreadsheet tools from us, one of which automates a lot of your expense tracking for you. If you enter your email address at oldpodcast.com, we'll send you those spreadsheets right away, along with a video tutorial to go with it. And it's also a great way to show us that you like what you're hearing here on Optimal Finance Daily. So again, to get your spreadsheets and more, Just visit us online at oldpodcast.com and enter your email address, or an even faster way to join is to text the word financial to 44222. That's the word financial to the number 44222. And that's one more week of Optimal Finance Daily in the books, so have yourselves a terrific weekend, and I'll see you Monday, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this podcast, but also Optimal Living Daily, the show where I read to you from even more blogs covering finance, productivity, minimalism, personal development, and more from amazing bloggers like Derek Sivers, Zen Habits, The Minimalists, and all the ones you hear on this show too. So if you enjoyed today's episode and like taking amazing blogs on the go, come on over to Optimal Living Daily and subscribe to that one too. And together, we'll start optimizing your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Finance Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.